This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our We Are Carlisle podcast series. And our guest today is Patrick Rainey, Vice President on our Human Resources team. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a delight to have you here. Give us a little overview of when you joined and what you do at the firm.
I joined Carlisle back in 2011. I sit in our HR department and oversee all of our HR technology. The best way I like to describe it is I oversee all of our technology that impact our employees. So that includes our performance management technology, as well as managing the data of all our employees.
Now, you have a pretty interesting background. So tell us a little bit about that.
When I obtained my undergrad degree, I decided to go in accounting. I did accounting for a few years, did internal audit, and decided to go back to school to get my MBA. When I got my MBA, I wanted to change up a little bit and not focus on accounting, and went to work for a technology firm that implemented systems to hospitals, and so started doing implementations of financial systems for a few years, and then moved from financial over into the HR space, and then got hired by one of my clients and started supporting HR systems for firms moving forward.
So it sounds like technology is a core part of human resources these days, is that right?
Yes, we use it to manage all of our employee data. It helps us with a lot of our reporting. So any of our reporting needs and the need to produce information fast and get it out to all of our end users, it's because of technology and how we have that in place. It also helps facilitate a lot of our business processes with our employees. So employees are able to manage their own data by going online to our HR systems and reviewing that type of information.
When you first learned about this opportunity at Carlisle, what did you think about it, and what drew you to this place?
I was based in Chicago when I heard about the position. It was a whole new experience for me. Relocating and coming to D.C. was exciting. I had heard a lot about what Carlisle does and the impact they were making to society through some of their efforts in community service. When I got here, to see it was more than just talk and that they were actually doing the things that they said they were doing in the community was really exciting for me.
What's it like doing human resources at an investment firm? Is it different than another type of firm?
I think they're pretty much the same. You're managing employee data and using that data to help make decisions about your employees and your workforce. Every firm has their own performance management process, which may be a little different from firm to firm, but it all is kind of the same, collecting information on employees relating to goals and getting that information out to employees and into managers' hands so they can help moving forward.
We like to talk about our One Carlisle philosophy here. What does that mean to you, and why is it attractive?
When I think of One Carlisle, I think of collaboration, being able to work across departments and funds, working on a common goal. I think that is one of the biggest things that's attracted to me is that it feels like there's a collaboration between all employees and making things happen, and I like that. I also think of One Carlisle and the impact it does to the community. Community service is really big for me. And so when I think of One Carlisle and what the impact it makes to the outside of Carlisle itself, I think it's very positive and what keeps me motivated here at Carlisle.
Is there either a particular volunteer activity you've been involved with in terms of community outreach that is important to you?
Right now, I sit on the board of directors of Mentors, Inc. It's a nonprofit organization here in D.C. that provide mentorships to high school students here in the D.C. area. That's very important to me because I know that having proper mentorship helps individuals make big decisions in their lives. I always reflect back on my life thinking if I didn't have parents who help keep me motivated, I'm not for sure where my life would be. And so it's very important to me that having mentorships and throughout my career, not just from making decisions about high school, but even just about my career moving forward, has always been important to me to have.
You're also very involved with our ERGs, employee resource groups.
I oversee our African American resource group. The majority of our goals is focusing on retention and recruiting efforts, seeing how we can help recruiting here at the Carlisle Group. So we do a lot of activities around building relationship with outside partners. And then also in terms of retention, just identifying opportunity for development and advancements for our employees here at Carlisle.
Tell us more about you or a particular interest that you'd like to share with our listeners.
To keep my mind at ease, I'm very big on working out. I spend a lot of time in doing high-intensity workouts. So helping keep my energy level up helps a lot and keeps me motivated and keep me going. I take that time to map out my day and things that I'm going to focus on. That's been very helpful, kind of keeping me energized and keeping me going. It's also a good opportunity to build relationships. When I first moved here, in terms of just kind of creating relationships and meeting new people, I would take these classes to interact with other people who may have been new to the city as well. And I met a lot of people through taking classes, running classes, aerobics class, and just kind of just building those relationships. I see the same people every morning. We get together, have goals that we're all working on. That's very common for us.
Patrick, thank you so much for being a part of our We Are Carlisle series. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.